So February of 2012, I saw past this reality. I saw something supernatural that's not from here. And it changed me forever. Let's see, 2012, 22, that's 10 years, and 3, 24, 25, 13 years. So in 2012, I became a different person. I didn't know it at the time. I was being changed before that. Things were being dropped off. I couldn't understand why stuff was being dropped off. Now, what I'm going to do with that information that I decoded for the last 13 years, I'm going to put it in a book, you know, maybe more than one book, you know. And leave it behind, so when I'm dead and gone, I'll give a bunch of copies out. Maybe one day somebody will be able to understand it. Because it's actually 50 to 100 years advanced. Some people can understand it, some people can't. This reality is encoded, and it's the same story playing out everywhere all the time. No space, no time. It's all a projection. It's a hologram. As above, so below. As within, so without. So the outside is a tuning fork for your inside. The outside don't really matter except for the fact that God looks at your heart and He used the outside things to tune your heart, you know. And so everything that is happening is pretty much a tuning machine, a turning machine, T-U-R-N-I-N-G, or T-U-R-I-N-G. It's a Turing machine. It's the potter and the clay. So because the earth is made of clay and you're made of clay, there's minerals in the earth, there's minerals in you. The ocean composition is similar to the blood, some parts of the blood composition in your body. Everything, the water, the blood, and the spirit, that's what we're dealing with. And everything outside is just a mirror image of you, and you actually become a new creature day by day. Now, I stepped out of 5D recently and went back to 3D to see what kind of situationship somebody was trying to pull me into. And I thought it was legit. I thought maybe they were ready to see the 5D, but I was wrong. And I just can't go back to 3D. They believe that you're crazy, even when you're talking like this. And when I call 5D, when I talk about 5D, it's the spirit plane, the spirit mind. So when you get a 5D perspective, a spiritual perspective, everything is the same. Every story, every repeat, every cycle, every conversation, you've heard every conversation, you've seen it all before. You're not shocked, you're not surprised. You might love a 3D creature, but you can't stay in that loop-de-loop insanity because it's just, they're stuck in the cycle. Round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain. They just keep doing the same mistakes over and 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 over. And it's just sad. It's really sad. And now if it's a 3D creature who is actually trying to kill you or set you up or pull you back down and destroy you, then you're dealing with a Judas who might have a demonic spirit, which is outside the 3D, but it's not the 5D spirit I'm talking about. Maybe it's a negative 5D. You got the 1D, the 2D, the 3D, the 5D, the 7D. Time, they say time is 4D, but time doesn't really exist. What time really is, time is just a revelation. Because every day, every moment is the same. It's all a repeat, all the same story cycling. So as you think you're going somewhere, you're actually being revealed. Like I'm on the highway going back to the house. So each step, each cycle, each process moving towards the house is a revelation. Oh, okay. It's revealing where you belong, you know. So every time you go to work and then go home, you're just actually seeing how you're leaving your rest state, your state of rest. R-E-S-T. E-S-T is established. You're leaving your rest state and you're going to work. Right? You're going to work. So it's kind of like Jesus left heaven, came down here and did the work, and he went back to home. He went back home, and now you're in series and sequence after him, and you're doing the work through him. He's doing it through you. And God is doing the work through you. So you go home, you rest. You go out, you work. Go home, you rest. Go out, you work. And so you leave the house and you do some work. Now you might be doing some work in the house, but still, you're resting because you're doing it at your own pace. And so everything is a type and a shadow of something higher, a deeper truth. And the deeper truth is really simple. The word together is to get her. So the man tries to get her, to gather, to get heirs. God is trying to get the joint heirs. H-E-R is H-E-I-R. Because the E-R is the heirs, the joint heirs. The prefixes and the suffixes are pretty much telling you everything you need to know. The middle part is the word. And so the prefix is prefix. Fix is the cross. So Jesus went to the cross, the word, logos. So the middle of the word is the fix. Jesus came down here, the logos, went to the cross. So there's a prefix and there's suffix, after. And so what happens when you go through the cross? You go from the left side of the equation to the right side of the equation. What happens? You become a joint heir, E-R. It's finished. N-G. I-N-G is N-G. Golgotha, it is finished. E-D is the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. The door of the Spirit. D-E-E-D, same thing. Door of the Spirit. So you go through the Word, through the cross, and it's always a prefix. There's always a pre-shadow, a prefigure, a pre- omen or pre whatever. There's always a pre in everything that you do, and if you're aware of it, you can see it before it happens. There's like, before something happens, it has to show up as a bleep in the screen or a conversation or a thought, or you just feel it, you know it's going to happen. And so before the word, the logos, appears, there's a thought or something happens before it appears. And then when it appears, there it is, whatever it is. And then there's a suffix. You have the power. You have the power. Join heirs with Christ. You rise up. So before the middle part of a word, there's the prefix, right? Coming down. It's coming down to hit you. You go through a crossroad. And then you rise up, you overcome through the crossroad, and you rise up. And those people that in the past that showed up, those situationships or whatever they were, fake people, non-genuine people, they get on the other side, but they spiral it down. It might look good on the outside. They know how to dress right, talk right, comb their hair right, but they're really not, they don't have any peace on the inside, and they attract what they are. They tried to get in your world and pull you down to their spiral, but they were trying to vampire off of you. And then you kick them out and put up the boundaries, and you rise back up. And they find somebody else, and they both spiral down. That's the way it works. And I don't care if it's a family, a church, a friend, a spouse, or coworker, whatever. They think they're on your level, and they're not. If you're born again, they're not on your level. You're not even close. I mean, they're not even close to you. You're not even close to them. You've risen up and you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Your identity is in Jesus. You know who you are. They don't know who they are. That's why they're running the streets, gallivanting the streets, running from house to house, speaking things they ought not, trying to figure out who they are. They don't even know who they are. That's why they're running around like a chicken with their head cut off. And that's why they got the music and the TV and the noise and all that going on, because they're restless. And if you try to go back and deal with one of these creatures and their in-laws and outlaws and family, you're like, yuck. Y'all don't have any peace. Y'all don't have any truth. I can't be around y'all. I'm not from here anymore, but y'all still are from here. And even, I don't care how much money you got, you're still acting like the world, the flesh, the prior life. It's always about he said, she said, look at me, comparing yourself with one another. And it's like, come on, people. You're sick. So when God showed me that truth, that it's all coded and everything down here is just the flesh versus the spirit, and you try to come, somebody says, please, I want to be in your world, I want to be in your life, and you say, I don't think you know what you're saying, but okay, let's just try the spirits here. And you try the spirits, and the first time you sit down with them and talk, you start to see red flags, and you say, I don't think so. And then you say, well, you know, let me give a little bit. Maybe they'll see the light. And it turns into a persecution cartoon. It turns into a persecution cartoon, Wile E. Coyote. So the cartoon they're on your level. That was a cartoon. That was a clown show. And then they pull you over. They convince you, okay, I'm willing to adapt. That was a clown show. That was another cartoon. And then when you finally see what they are and you walk away, then it turns into another cartoon show, the persecution part. And you walk away from that. You ignore them, block them, and all that. Because it's all fake. And so you walk away from that, and it's a cartoon show. And you just keep playing the same game over and over. And you've seen it. You see them a mile away because it always has to show up as a precog before it appears, the prefix. And so there, anybody who's a 5D creature born again, they're going to try to nail you to the cross just like they did Jesus. And you already know it. And Jesus, he withdrew himself. He wrote himself out of the script. And you can do it yourself. When you get ready to see, they're getting ready to crucify you, throw you under the bus, steal you, try to get your trying to steal your inheritance, trying to take you out and get a life insurance policy, try to make you sick, try to get you to a power of attorney or whatever they're trying to do to try to take your health, your wealth, your peace. They're trying to vampire and offer your power, and because they don't have any power. And everybody they vampire off of don't have any power, and they vampire off of them, and they destroy each other, and it makes them mad. And they're trying to figure out how to overcome. And they see somebody who's in the power mode, in their north mode, in their power stroke, you know. They're in the power stroke, and this person's not in the power stroke. You're like, okay, I see your game. I saw it a mile away. I had the hope that you could rise up out of the 3D matrix, but you can't. You're actually a part of it. You're actually creating it. Here's what I've learned recently. If you're trying to pull somebody out of the 3D matrix, and you realize that person's creating the 3D matrix, you know it's time to leave. It's time to bolt. It's time to hit the road, Jack, and don't look back. Because that 3D matrix is what they're eating and drinking of. They're eating and drinking of the snake eating itself. The snake eats itself. And you're surrounded by these agents and devils and creatures and Jezebels and Delilahs and Judases, and they know how to put on the front. They know how to talk the talk because they were raised in church. They know the religious jargon. They know the jargon, but it's not real. They're not born again. They're not saved. They're not healthy. The only reason they got any kind of health, wealth, and wisdom is they stole it from somebody else, and they're really not. It's not part of them. They're not real. It's all fake. It's fake. It's really fake. And when you wake up to the fact that it's really fake, you're like, and then you get, then you've experienced it with other, around different situations, and you see it's a fractal, you're like, oh, All they do is watch TV. They've been brainwashed by the system, the TV, the music, the media, the TV, the events, the Super Bowl, the basketball, the football. They're not able to think outside the box. They're in another box. So every person might be different, but they all have their own box. And if you zoom out, it's the same box, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so the culture, then you wake up and you say, oh, the culture's a lie. The culture's a program. The bloodline's a program. Most people will never leave the program because they'd have to leave their family. They'd have to step out of the culture. They would have to be persecuted, and they don't want to be persecuted because, look, when you rise out of a system, they try to pull you down. If you fall below the system, they step on you. If you're mediocre and you're in the system and you're supporting the system, you're their best friend. You rise up. You get the most hits. You get the most attention. And I'm not joking. So, I went through the pain for you. I stepped down to the 3D just to see if it's possible that a 5D creature can fellowship or yoke up with a 3D, and you can't do it. It's nothing but trouble with a capital T. And you just can't do it. They cannot rise up in the energy of the flesh. They're going to have to go to God to rise up. They're going to have to repent. They're going to have to turn. They're going to have to get saved. They're going to have to get in the Word. They're going to have to renew their mind. But they'll never do it because they've spent all their lives in a survival mode of whatever system they created, and they just keep playing the same game with the next one. That's their program. And you know they're doing it to the next one and the next one and the next one because that's their way to survive. They're vampires. The 3D creature, the snake eating itself, is a vampire.